सभी सनातन प्रभु चरण करिया दैन विनती करे सबके सुनिया नीच जाति नीच संगी पतित अभव गुसाए कूपे पोरी गुआई जल बंगाल सनातन गोस्वामी अप्रोचिंग चैतन्य महाप्रभु यू आर मिनिस्टर इन द गवर्नमेंट ऑफ नवाब हुसैन शाह ही लेफ्ट पठान गवर्नमेंट इन बंगाल सिंस ही मेट चैतन्य महाप्रभु ही डिसाइडेड to retire from political life and join this movement, so that his tree when he wanted to resign the Nawab become very angry because Nawab was depending on him for the ruling of the kingdom. He was free, but when Sanatana Goswami proposed to retire, he became very much disturbed. Long history. Anyway, he escaped from the government service, and with great difficulty he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was at Varanasi, Benares. Now he is Acharya. Sanatana Goswami is Acharya. Acharya Vijaya, Mana Vijaya. Acharya Upasanam. This is the recommendation of Vedic knowledge. What is the Acharya? So Sanatana Goswami was made Acharya. Haridas Thakur was made Acharya. Acharya means one who knows the meaning of Shastra, personally behaves according to the Shastra, and teaches his disciple accordingly. He is called Acharya. So, Sanatana Goswami is treating us by personal behavior how to approach Guru. That is teaching. Tabe Sanatana Prabhu Charane. To approach Guru, his first business is surrender. That is everywhere. And the Vedic literature. That is the process. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva avigacchet. Samit pani sutriyam brahmatstham. In the Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, tad vidhi pranipatena, pariprasnena, sevaya. Upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina prattadarsina. Customer Guru means Tattva Darshi, one who knows the absolute truth, he is Guru. Absolute truth is Krishna. Matta parataram karnya kinchidasti bhavatya. All previous acharyas, modern acharyas, accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. In India, there are, at the present moment, within 1,000 years, all the acharyas who invented, Ramanucharya, Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, even Shankaracharya, all accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. So, yes, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is also Krishna. Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha, Krishna, Radha. Yes, appeared as divorce. He appeared first of all as the Supreme Lord, Krishna, as he instructed Bhagavad Gita to the fallen souls, and he asserted his Lordship, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Bhaya. But Patra, so called learned scholars, man of position, they declare, why can I surrender to Krishna? Therefore, Krishna himself as devotee of Krishna appears. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself by his teaching how to approach Krishna. And his disciples, they are also teaching the same philosophy. There is no difference between Krishna's philosophy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. It is not that we can manufacture some philosophy. That is nonsense. Philosophy is one. Religion is one. Everyone has to follow. There is no second or third. That is the preaching of Ma may come. Not that whatever you like. That is, no. That is not. Ma may come. Simply Krishna. There are some missionaries, they say that you can manufacture your own way of working, and whatever you accept, that is all right. These bogus things are not accepted by the Acharya. Mamekam. Krishna. Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. If you want to understand what is Bhagavan, that is Krishna. Bhagavan. Religion means to understand Bhagavan. The other day, you are consulting this way. Religion means the process by which we can understand the Supreme Controller. There is a Supreme Controller. As in every department, in every state, every affair, every business, every institution, there is a controller. That is our experience, practice. Without controller, nothing can be property, discharge. Controller is required. So, the Shastra says that controller, a ruler, is the same, and the Shakti, Sinama, is Ishwara. Ishwara means controller, a ruler. So there are different kinds of controllers according to times here. Just like in your country, the president is the controller. In other countries, somebody is controller. So, there are many hundreds and thousands of planets within this universe, and each and every planet, there is a controller. The sun planet, there is a controller. His name is Devasthan, that we find. Similarly, the moon planet, there is a controller. Every planet, there is a controller. And above all of them, there is the supreme controller of the universe, the Brahma. And there are many millions of Brahmandas or universes. So there are controllers. But so far Krishna is concerned, he is described in the Shastra, Brahma Shastra, Ishvara Parama Krishna. There are controllers, but the supreme controller is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ishvara means controller. Satchidananda Vigraha is power. He has power. Bhagavan means with power. We see the power here. Vigraha. Vigraha means power. But his form is different from ours. He is Satchit Anand. His form is eternal. However, this form is not eternal. We have to give it up. We have to accept another form according to our form. Prabhavinahaparaprati. But Krishna hasn't got it. He is in the original form. He has got many forms, expansions. But his original form is Krishna, with two hands and flows. Vinum kannantam aramindra dalayatam varahamatam samasitam buddha-sundanam kannat pakotikamanina visesa sukham govindamayam namaham. Krishna's symbolic representation is always plain on truth. And Barahavanam, we tell, peacock feather, still a disguise as a baby character. It is not that we worship Krishna as imaginary form of God. No. As the Maharajis, they say that you can imagine any form of God. That is not the fact. God has his original form, real form, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadiradi Govinda Sarvatarana. So, if we understand, if we want to understand Krishna, that's interesting, because Krishna cannot be understood very easily. Manushanam sahasresu paschidhadati siddhaya jatatamati siddhanam paschidhati bhavatam. Krishna says, how come many millions of persons, one is interested how to become siddha. Siddha means liberated. One is not entangled with this material at all. He is called Siddha. So, out of many millions of people, one may be interested how to become free from this material. And Jatatama Siddhana, and out of many such Siddhas, one may understand Krishna. Paschidvyaktimatma. Praise is not so easy to understand Krishna, but when Krishna comes personally as a devotee and shows us the ways and means how to approach Krishna, then it becomes easier. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So if we follow the method, the method prescribed by Krishna is very easy, but still, because we misunderstand Krishna, therefore if we go through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we can really understand Krishna. That is recognized by Rupa Goswami, the younger brother of Sanatana Goswami. Two of them were ministers. So, Rupa Goswami has described Namo Mahamadarnaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Rami Gaura Krishna Prama. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are Krishna. Now this time you have appeared as Krishna Chaitanya in order to give everyone Krishna. Krishna makes a condition. Sangdharman purityajya mavetanga saranam bhaja. But here now as devotee of Krishna, you are distributing Krishna without any condition. Therefore, Bhavadam, you are the most beneficent incarnation. So, Kavavaradhan, Sanatana Goswami, he became attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He resigned his ministerial pose, and he has come to surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by viewing Benares. Therefore it is said, Tabe Sanatana Prabhu Charane Dhariya. So any approach guru, our first condition is that he must be humble and surrender. Pranipa. Pratishtha Rupena Nipa. Then, Shiva to serve his principle. Yasya prasada, to gain his favor. Yasya prasada, the Bhagavat prasada. This is the process. The Chaitanya Sanatana Goswami is teaching how to approach Guru. So, very humbly, Dante Chino Luya. In India, the system is that to symbolic representation of humbleness is to take one piece of glass in the mouth, then it is to be understood. That he is coming and submissive. Now this system is not correct, but formally it was. So Prabhupada Saraswati also says like that, Dante Nidharati Nagam Padayuni Bhakya Kityata Hang Kakusadam Brahma. He was devotee of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he also taught us how to preach Krishna consciousness, becoming very humble. Humble as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also instructed us. Kiradati Sunichena, Tarodati Sahishtada, Amari Namanatena, Kirtani Sadhari. This time, Kali Yuga is very, very fallen. People are very, very much fallen. Mandasa Mandamataya. Practically 10% of the population at the present moment, they're Manda. Manda means of low value or very bad or very slow. That several meaning someone. But in this way, all the people are Manda. Manda so Mandama. And because they are generally very bad, everyone has got a process of spiritual realization. First of all, they are not interested. Manda. If you want real value of life, human being, means spiritual understanding. This is this human life is meant for spiritual understanding. Tathāta Brahma Jñāna. Absolute. That is the only business. But on account of being Manda, we have invented so many other occupations and duties. That is, according to, that is a fact. Not according to Vaishnava philosophy, but that's a fact. We may improve the standard of living condition. The living condition, that is bodily concept of God. And sitting in this comfortable singhasan, that's all I can sit down also on the floor. It does not make much difference according to time, that starts there. So, life, combination of spirit and matter. This body is matter. And the moving force, which is moving this body, that is spirit soul. So we are Manda. We are so dull that the highest learned man and the so-called scientists and developers, they cannot understand this distinction. They think this body is everything. But that is not the fact. Body is it's not everything. The moving power of the body is the spirit soul. We are repeatedly trying to convince people the simple truth, but they are so dull-headed, they cannot understand. So they have been described as animals. This half-crop, they say. The shark would be put up in half of it. One is the body also. The start of the people of the half is Savita, the start is Roma, this is my country, Roma. I am born in America, I am born in India. So it is my country. How long is it in America? How long is it in India? People. But the bad after this concept of life, bodily concept. People in every community, religious community, they're still, it's the one fully clear. So they go, they take bath, just like in India, they go to Haridwar or Dava, or prayer, take bath in the Ganges or Jamuna. Similarly, Christian, they go to take bath. And the river broader. So everyone has got Jati Savuji Salile. Tatak Ganeshwa Vidyeshu Sayyavakoka. This kind of life is Goka. Go means cow and Koro means ass. Without understanding the value of life, Tatak Ganeshwa Vidyeshu, without associating with avidya, learned, spiritual master, if he passes his life misunderstanding, then he is no better than the cows and ass. This is the mind. So therefore, Sanatana Goswami, he is very learned man in that time, because it was Mohammedan time. He used to learn very nicely Arabic and Persian language, just like during British period he had to learn English. Similarly, he used same language for somewhere Arabic and somewhere Persian, sometimes they are called mixed. That is called Urdu. So it was learned as well. You are also born of very nice Brahmin family, Sanatana Goswami. Saraswat Brahmin. Born Brahmin family, well educated, minister, everything. But he presents himself, Nija Jati. Niche Sanji, Potito or Gong. Kupishai Kuke Bodhi Kai. Get understood. That the so called body understands that I am this man, I am very learned man, I am Brahmi or I am America. These are useless, understand. One who understands like that, he is Sanatana Goswami, he is a ninja. The body is not such a black. Ninja. Ninja means Sanghi. Why is the body is not such a black? Because the association is bad. At the present moment, we do not get any education or good association to understand our real identity. That is the given. Therefore he says, Nish Sanghi Potita Agam.
Agham means the lowest of the mankind. Potita means fallen. If one does not understand his real interest, he is called fallen. So what is our real interest? By evolutionary process, after going through so many forms of life, Jalajana Vlakthani, Khabarala Pravinsati, Srimai Urudhu Sankhrata, in this way, 8 million forms of life, and we have got this human form. So, this life is specially meant for Tathātam Brahma Jinyasa, simply to understand our spiritual identity, the absolute truth, that is the only business. But we have got the intelligence more than the cats and dogs, they cannot inquire about the spiritual identity. And if we keep ourselves in darkness without understanding our spiritual identity, then we are no better than the dead dogs. That was his name, Nijjati. I have no information about this. Nijjati, it's a dog, it is a class. Nij, a person in your country, dog is very fair. Now we are learning also in India. How to keep a dog and become aristocratic. So, now there is big dog show in New Delhi. But actually, in India also, dog was not neglected. In a neighborhood, if there is a dog, it will be given food, but not allowed to enter into the house. It is not allowed. The dog is also tender, and they come to the door and sit down, and move his tail, give me some food, and people will eat. But he is not allowed to enter. The dog is chandala, it's not. there is distinction, caste distinction, according to spiritual aspects. These Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, these are higher class or lower class, according to the spiritual understanding. But one who is elevated in spiritual understanding, he is Brahman. Brahma Janati iti Brahman. Brahmana doesn't mean simply, of course in this age, Brahmana means vidvatte sutrameva hi. That is also predicted, that if you get one sutra, one thread, one paiswa, and get it on your body, then you become a Brahman. No, that is not. Brahman is a qualification. Sattva tamo namo tithikha java jnanam vijnanam asittam brahma karma sabhav. So, these things have been lost. Therefore, in the Kali Yuga, practically everyone is a shudra, potita adham, adham, naradhama. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Navāna duskitinam mūhā apabhadvattinam. Because people at the present moment are very, very low grade, nijyāsi, nijyāsi, fallen and dharāt. These things are stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Navāna duskitinam mūhā apabhadvattinam. Those who are dharāt, lowest of the mankind, and very, very sinful. Vishtuti no. The Muha understand. And they do not surrender to Krishna. So to surrender to Krishna, it requires little qualification. And that qualification, Sanatana Goswami wanted, and therefore we have a pro, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who can follow his footprint. He is also, he is an acharya, but it is essential. Essential. Don't be assured that you are very highly related person. without Krishna consciousness there. Everyone, this is a challenge. Everyone is lower, everyone is being badly associated, fallen, and the lowest of that. Because he's missing the chance of understanding Krishna in this human form life, but nobody knows what is going to be next life. So it is a very risky civilization to have without any understanding of Krishna. Be careful, and those who have taken to Krishna consciousness, as you do with Krishna consciousness, very cautiously, so that we may not fall down. There is risk of fall down. But if we stick to Krishna's lotus feet, māmeva da prapatrati, māyāmeva, then there is no fear. Thank you very much.